5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Sitting across from me now is the Senior Associate Athletic Director, David Sobolchik.
I got it right.
You did. That's impressive. Gold star.
Yeah, Sobolchik. Yep. Got it right. David, how are you, man?
I am fantastic, Brady. And yourself?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good. I mean, I wish football, UNC was our only positive from the weekend. Yep. So the Bears hopefully can take that into a big homecoming weekend. We're going to talk about that. But outside of the Bears last week, man, it's been a tough go for football fans.
I think it's been a rough fall in Colorado.
Yeah.
I mean, the Broncos didn't look great.
They at least won, but you wouldn't know it based on Twitter and everything. But did get a win.
Yes, I haven't been here long enough. I'm 6 years, in being Northern Colorado, and I was surprised to hear those boos.
I mean, poor Russell, dude. Like, his first game is in Seattle, so he gets booed. All right, pretty bad. Then he comes to Denver, and I even said, I was like, oh, it's going to be night and day difference. The crowd's going to go nuts. Even when he ran onto the field, there was an injury, so crowd's not cheering because there's a dude laying down. You don't want to cheer. And then, a couple possessions later, they're booing him. So the poor guy has been booed every game as a Denver Bronco so far.
I wouldn't use the word poor anywhere near Russell.
Yeah, that's true. He has 9,000 bathrooms in his house. I think he'll be okay.
Yeah.
Have you heard much of his shtick? He's Mr. Positive. I'm okay. You're okay. Everybody can be okay. We're great. We're fantastic.
A little bit, and I'll give you an insight. I had a friend who actually worked within the Seattle organization and actually did say that's him. So, I mean, I've never met the kid, never been around. He said he was a super nice guy to the staff. Like, this dude worked in the equipment room at times, and he said he was super nice to him and was always very cordial. And so I got the thought that, hey, that's really him, and you just never know.
I like it. I know there's a lot of people that are like, yeah, he's cheesy, he's corny, but would you rather him be Justin Fields saying, hey, the fans suck and they don't work and they don't put in the work we do, and we don't care what they feel like? I like who we have. I like what we had last week. UNC getting a win over Lamar. That was, a much-needed victory, and then you hopefully carry that momentum into what should be a blast of a homecoming weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we needed that win. I think we played really well at Wyoming, for three and, the third quarters, obviously, got away from us at the end and made it look like it wasn't a game, but the squad played well up there in Laramie and then went down to Texas. I mean, it was hot. It was muggy. It was a long day of just sitting around. We don't play a lot of night games, so sitting around was a little different for them. And got it done when they needed to. So this weekend will be a lot of fun. Idaho State comes in. It is homecoming. We've got the opportunity. We're going to have our 97 team there. That was the national championship. Awesome. 25 years ago. So some of those guys are coming back. We're still waiting to hear. Joe Glenn had planned on it, and then I think there's some things going on with him that he might not be able to make it, but that'll be exciting because obviously those that are around here 20 years ago, everybody knows Joe Glenn.
Yeah, well, I was listening to the morning show, and Brian Gary's on, and he was still is a diehard fan, but he's like rattling off all these names because he went to every Bears game in those times. So people, just itching to get back to that at some point. But this will be awesome to honor that team. It was such a great time in Greeley.
Yeah, to have back-to-back national championships. Yeah. I've told you I had a mini personal connection. I played my last game against the team they just pummeled in a national championship. So if we had won, I would have gotten the chance maybe to get pummeled in the national championship.
Hey,
by UNC.
That's all you can ask for is the chance, is the opportunity. Well, that's kind of cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. But it's really cool. We'll have those guys back, and, they get together, and they're going to do some events around town. And, unfortunately, part of their weekend is remembering one of their coaches, Kay Dalton, who passed away. So they're going to have remembrance for him tomorrow afternoon. Team's going to get together, but they'll be at the game. We'll recognize them. We'll recognize our volleyball team for the championship last year, too. A lot of fun things with homecoming. One thing we've got that's pretty neat, I think, because I spent 10 years in Albuquerque. Pepsi's bringing in our hot air balloons. So we're going to have hot air balloon rides for anybody who hasn't been up in a ride. You'll be able to tether up and down for free there in our parking lot, pregame, if you're not afraid to go up 150 feet or whatever it's able to go up.
I always think that I could do that, and then you kind of picture yourself in there. But, I mean, it looks fantastic.
It's a really neat – there's no feeling because you're just there.
Yeah.
And you're just literally, obviously, floating, but you don't have a feeling of anything. You just got a basket below you, and you're like – I don't feel anything. Air around me. Am I on an elevator? Not really, because it's not jerky at all, but it's a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, I wish I was brave enough, David. I'm just not. Hey, I got a cool story. Kay Dalton. Obviously, I interview a lot of people now on this show. Kay, when I started, I was at UNC, and I was writing for the UNC Mirror. That was the first kind of like big wig, big guy, you know, coach, player, whatever, that I interviewed. First guy ever. And so that was right when the Bears were making that transition to D1 FCS. And, you know, he talked about the challenges and, you know, what to expect and everything. But I went and dug it up. I found the old article from the UNC Mirror, you know, gosh, years upon years ago. But that was my very first interview that very I ever cool. did. It wasn't a radio interview, obviously, but a newspaper. So it was really cool. He was so... He gave me anything I needed, anything I wanted, and I was shy, scared, terrified, but it turned out to be pretty fun.
You know, there's a lot of stories about Kay. I mean, he's kind of one of those guys, people call him an offensive, kind of a savant. I mean, his mind and the offense and how he ran things, he had it all upstairs as far as a football game. For players and stuff, I know he was difficult to deal with. He was hard on players a lot of times. It was a different time, obviously, how they coached and kind of. But I always heard good things about him kind of off the field, working with, you know, people and even coaches. He brought a lot of people. That tree that coached under him and coached with Glenn, I mean, they've gone and done some really cool things around the country at different places.
Yeah, no doubt. A legend in this community. David Sobolchik, Senior Associate Athletic Director, joining us from UNC. Big weekend. And a Friday night bonfire, too, assuming that I think we're getting away from the rainy stuff on Friday.
Yep, rain looks good. Have a bonfire there at the old Bishop Lair at the parking lot. That's a tradition on campus. I don't know if you ever partook whenever you were a student at UNC. But the band will be out there. Coach McCaffrey will visit. Some of our volleyball student athletes will be out there because it's unique. And it's only happened one other time since I've been at UNC. We actually happen to have both football and volleyball on Saturday. So volleyball will also be at home. It's a 7 o'clock first serve against Montana State as they're on the road right now, and they'll open up conference play tonight, but it'll be our first home conference play as they defend their conference championship from last year.
Yeah, that volleyball team, man. It's Lindsay Oates just continues to put together great team after great team. So many returners, too, from last year. So I do expect some big things from this team.
Yeah, we were picked to win the conference again, and, you know, we started off, you know, beat that other UNC and hit a little bit of a wall on the road with some really good teams that are also playing well still. But I fully expect at the end of the year, you know, we'll be right there. If not at the top by herself, we'll be right there fighting for a conference championship again because Lindsay and the program, she does it right across the board.
Yeah, well, and we were talking about this during the break. We're not that far away from basketball season either. I mean, and you know, we love following both of these basketball teams for UNC. They've been so good off and on throughout these last, you know, specifically these last 5 or 6 years. So yeah. It's been a lot of fun to follow both of those programs.
Yeah, we inside the office, we call it the crossover season. And it's a little bit of torture because you get, you know, volleyball and football still be playing. And then you'll be tipping off men's, women's basketball. And wrestling will be right behind that, too. Swimming still mixed in. They'll compete for the first time in a couple weeks. But, yeah, basketball... Women's basketball is the 4th of November. Men's basketball is a week later. It's their first home game. That's after they come back from hopefully taking down a top 5 Houston team down there.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, it's going to happen.
Heck of a mountain
climb. It's
going to
happen.
But, you know, the first game of the year is probably one of the better times to catch them.
Yeah.
If you're going to go down and compete with a team like that. But, yeah, season ticket renewals just went out, and tickets are available now, too. You can go to our website. Anybody doesn't have season tickets right now, I would encourage you to go out. Check out our men's basketball team's got a great backcourt, obviously, and Maddie and Dalen. And then women's basketball, you know, they came on hot at the end of the year. Kristen Mateo is a great coach. And you saw that as the year went on. We've got a whole new roster, it seems like. I think we got like 8 or 10 new players, but we got a couple studs back. And I fully anticipate that program's on the rise, as we saw last year. They beat the top 2 teams in the last 2 weeks, including an upset of the number 1 team in the conference tournament. So,
yeah.
Be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. And again, I you know, football season is, I get it. We all love football. We're obsessed with football in this country, in this state. But I do, I'm a big basketball guy. Yeah. And we were so, I mean, we talk about all this great football. Well, not great football necessarily, but football. We're spoiled when it comes to basketball. You know, because obviously, you know, CSU is pretty, you know, pretty good. CU, you know, Tad Boyle, anytime he puts something together, should be pretty good. The Nuggets, as you know, I'm a big Nuggets guy. And then Steve Smiley's UNC Bears, and on just the men's side of it, too. And then you cross over and you look at all the women's sports going on with basketball. Man, it'll be a great time.
Yeah, and it's interesting this year. Men's basketball, actually, it's unique at our level to have. We've got two Mountain West Conference teams at home. San Jose State and Air Force are both coming in our place. Colorado State will join next year and come to our place. But we play the whole trifecta of Division One Colorado teams. We play at Colorado State. We play at Colorado. We've got Air Force at home. We scrimmage DU behind closed doors. No one's allowed to watch that. NCAA rules.
We don't take stats on that game.
No
right?
stats, no nothing happens, anything like that. But we'll see. You know, hopefully we can at some point put a graphic at maybe King of Colorado, UNC Bears. It'll be some good games.
Don't you... I mean, you tell me, don't you love the idea in basketball specifically where you guys would play CSU every year? You would play CU every year. Do you like mix that up? Even Wyoming, throw them in the mix. I just think you get all those fan bases together. When you guys went to Moby, that game was Bodie Hume went off in that game.
Bodie used all his points in that game.
He used a lot of points in that game. Crowds booing him, and he's like putting up the threat. I was so much fun. I think that kind of stuff should happen all the time.
Yep. You know, basketball is a little different, obviously. You know, we play FCS football, which is a great brand of football, but we're on a literally different level than CSU. And then you go to the Power 5 of CU, even though they may not look very powerful right now. But in basketball, it's all Division One. Sure, there's still different conferences, and they got bigger budgets and stuff. But, you know, you roll one basketball out, and the dimensions are still the same, and you get games like that. And I think it's cool to play, like you're saying, in-state.
Love it.
I don't see us playing Wyoming in the near future. That's always uncomfortable for coaches.
Oh, yeah, that would be. I just thought about that.
Especially since we beat them 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Was it three or two? Whatever. At least two. And so I don't think Jeff, even though he's very confident, he's going to have a really good team up there this year, too. Just saw him a couple weeks ago when I was up there in Laramie for the football game. But, yeah, I don't think we'll get them. But having the other teams and having kind of a Colorado, you know, they do that. Doesn't get as much attention in soccer. There's actually a thing called the Colorado Cup that's annual, and all the teams play each other, and somebody wins a cup. We won it 2 years ago, I think. But it's pretty fun to do it in basketball, too.
Let's build it up in basketball. Let's create a trophy for that thing, man. I think it would be so awesome. So let's get that done, man. You get
sponsored
that.
By a KFK.
Yeah. Angel, see if we can get that going. You guys put your heads together. David, man, I'm looking forward to this. Let's see if this Bears team can continue. You use that momentum from last week. I think that was a huge win. Honestly, not just for UNC, but we all needed a win if you're a football fan living in the state of Colorado.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we needed it really bad, and I think people should come out this weekend. We've got a good opponent, Idaho State, but it's a winnable game. The guys are really ready for it, and you know, hopefully we're hitting all the cylinders for homecoming. So buy your tickets, uncbears.com/tickets. Call the ticket office. We need you in the stands.
All right, my man. David, appreciate you as always. Good to see you.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, 18 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll get to the lunch rush. And, that Justin Fields story is interesting. That might be a part of it. Talk about that next. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Football or on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.